Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. Authorities are naming the man accused of shooting a student wrestler at Stuartville High School before turning the gun on himself. Olmsted County Sheriff Kevin Torgerson says 19-year-old Logan Moyer from Stuartville was found dead in the parking lot Friday morning. He said Moyer is a former Tiger wrestler and a 2024 graduate, but is no longer involved with the program. The victim remains hospitalized in critical but stable condition. Sheriff Torgerson says they're not identifying him. A new bill introduced in Congress will work to stop robocalls and the scams that can come with them. Congresswoman Kelly Morrison says a task force of government agencies would study these calls and find out who's to blame.
They would study the volume of calls that are domestic origin versus international, and then they'd identify the countries that are responsible for the highest volume of these. So they developed and recommend best practices and international cooperation to mitigate these calls.
If passed, Morrison says the task force would take a year and report back to Congress on the needed action to take. Morrison says she has Republicans and Democrats on board to pass it. A 24-year-old man died Saturday night following a stabbing outside King's Corner Bar in Monoman. Despite life-saving efforts at the scene, the victim was pronounced dead. His name has not yet been released. White Earth police have identified a person of interest, 23-year-old Dayami Clark, of the Nativash area. Authorities are offering a reward for information leading to Clark's location and arrest. Investigators warn that anyone found aiding or harboring Clark will face prosecution to the fullest extent of the law. If you have more information, contact the White Earth Police Department. In other headlines, the weekend cold snap is over and temperatures continue to rise today in Minnesota. Nick Carletta of the National Weather Service says we're in for several days of milder weather.
We do warm back up. It won't like melt the snow away. So anyone who's worried about losing the white Christmas, that's not really a concern. But looking to see some temperatures above freezing as we come into Tuesday and Wednesday. Seeing that we're part of the state, we could see some 40s.
Carletta says even Duluth could reach a high of 40 degrees tomorrow. Most of the state had below zero temperatures and wind chills overnight Friday and Saturday. The Twin Cities Salvation Army has launched a matching gift challenge to reach its Christmas fundraising goal. Every donation made now will be doubled, up to $500,000. The holiday season is critical. 70% of funds are raised in December to support programs like food, housing, and emergency assistance throughout the year. This is MNN.